Open Windows, April the 16th. Apprehending the Purpose of God. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. John 6, verse 63. It is one thing to have a conception or apprehension of the purpose of God and to be given up to it. But it is an extra thing to know how God would realize his purpose. And it is still another thing to know the means he would employ. There are many who have a true conception of what God's purpose is, but the means which they employ are not God's means. The way in which they go to work is not his way, and therefore they find that the Lord does not support them. They may be in a true direction, but being out of fellowship with the method or means, they are compelled to take responsibility for the work themselves and find their own resources. Thus, they find themselves oft-times exhausted, brought to a standstill, and having to resort to all kinds of methods and means to raise the resources to carry on God's work, because they are not in the real enjoyment of his own support. The work of God becomes a burden upon their shoulders, and the Lord cannot order it otherwise, because there is not the fullest fellowship and sympathy between them and his ways, his methods, his means, his times, and the details of his purpose. Now, in the case of the Lord Jesus, it was quite the contrary. In the details, he was in secret fellowship with the Father. With him, this represented a detailed obedience unto one comprehensive purpose. The only explanation needed by him in any given matter was simply that of knowing that the Father willed it, and without any further word he did it. That was the basis of his relationship. Never do we trace in him a sign of waiting to question why a thing should be done in a certain way, or at a certain time and not another, or why certain means should be employed and not others. It was enough that the Father willed it. The explanation came in the justification and vindication that followed. The doing of the will of the Father was a matter of obedience, which never moves out from self, but always out from the Father. As that held good in his case, the spiritual resources of sustenance, maintenance, strength, and energy were all supplied.